Good morning. It is a Wednesday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Ishartok. Well, let's start with the Senate. Passing a bipartisan criminal justice bill from the Washington Post would revise several sentencing laws, retroactively limit the disparity in sentencing guidelines between crack and powder cocaine offenses, and aims to lower recidivism rates. Its passage, says the Post, was a victory for President Trump and his son-in-law and advisor Jared Kushner, who had pushed for the measure. Looks certain that it will follow in the House.
Well, David, it's a sensible thing. The president certainly wasn't making a lot of noise about being for it until Kushner got into it. This is something that is happening. We're seeing around the states. We're seeing around the country. It doesn't make sense to have a system which pulls all of these people in and won't let them out. And once you're in the system, you're in bad shape. So we see, for example, revision in laws about marijuana, which have always been stupid. Rich people were allowed to smoke marijuana in their apartments while poor people got arrested. They get into the system. The system incarcerates them. Then they can't get out. When they do get out, they can't get a job. Then they recidivize, if there is such a word. And we know that all of this can be prevented. Now, let's not kid ourselves. There is something in this country, which is the correctional system. It's a system much like the military-industrial complex, keeps a lot of people employed, keeps a lot of prisons open, and yet we see the terrible results that come out of this. Now, it doesn't make sense to let people out of prison who are violent criminals. And as soon as one of those things happens, we'll have Willie Horton all over again. But it does make sense to do what's happening here. The president's getting great credit for it. Okay, give the president credit for it. I don't. To be honest with you, I don't think this is something that falls into his natural predilection of what one should be doing in this country. Quite the opposite. But, you know, if the news media says it's a win for him, then I suppose the news media has their own reasons for doing what they're doing.
How about the fact that President Donald Trump appeared yesterday to back off his demand for $5 billion to build a border wall, Alan, signaling the first time he might be open to a deal that would avoid a partial government shutdown, of course, including talk by Senate Majority Leader McConnell.
David, we have seen this president do some stupid things, but one of the stupidest of all was looking at the camera and telling the American people, I'll own this government shutdown, and you won't have your services, and the federal employees will be laid off for at least for a little while, and there'll be major disruption here, and I'll own it. Chuck Schumer was sort of grinning, you remember, in this now famous three-way confrontation. Well, actually four. Pence was sitting there acting like a dish rag, didn't say a single word, looking, I think, alarmed, but who knows. It is, in fact, a terrible thing that the president did. He knew it. The Republicans in Congress were furious with him. They said it to the cameras. They said it off the cameras. And he had to back off. And he still has to back off.
From back off to dissolve. The Trump Foundation has agreed to do just that under New York Attorney General Barbara Underwood. Allen, in a news release yesterday, she said the Trump Foundation signed paperwork agreeing to give the state final approval of how the foundation distributes its remaining assets to charity.
Well, I don't think there's much doubt that the foundation was being used for the political purposes of the president, and they were able to show that, you know, make government great again or make the country great again, whatever he's yelling. It's on the documents of the foundation. Not only that, but I think they've got him pretty cold. So they had to agree to get rid of the foundation. And the attorney general is demanding that the president and his kids have nothing to do with any not-for-profits again. Well, is this reminiscent or what of the Trump University scandal, in which it turns out that the Trump University wasn't doing what it was supposed to be doing? Look, Barbara Underwood, I've made no secret of this, has been a terrific attorney general. Tish James is coming along, and now she's saying, I'm going to be even tougher on the president. And we'll see whether that's the case. Look, the new Attorney General James and this governor are on the same playing field. The governor has been attacking Trump day and night, and it seems to have worked. Now we see the new Attorney General doing exactly the same thing. But you know, there's a lot more in that job than just being anti-Trump. So let's see where the guts come in, and let's see whether or not she, for example, prosecutes wrongdoing of the kind that we saw with some of the closest friends of the governor. That'll be the telling time.
California, Allen, will challenge the ruling of a federal judge in Texas who late Friday struck down the Affordable Care Act as unconstitutional. Wondering also whether any of this disruption of health care for Americans reaches to the ballot box.
Well, you got 20 million Americans who'll be thrown off health care. You take any small portion of those 20 million? You know, this president won an election by 60, 70,000 votes in three states. Nothing. So if people who get angry about it take to the ballot box, it could make a huge difference, David. The fact that California is challenging is not something that we didn't expect to happen. We knew it was going to happen because this, I don't know how to put this correctly, but this Republican judge, you know, there's something in this country called judge shopping. You go where you can find a judge who's sympathetic. There are people who say, John Roberts recently did, that there are no Republican or Democratic judges. Nonsense. Of course there are. And people look for them and they find them. And there are a lot of other judges who will rule differently in this country. It will end up in the Supreme Court. The last time John Roberts was the guy who saved Obamacare, last time he said, well, it was really a tax. It wasn't a program. Therefore, it was appropriate. The Republicans come back to Congress. They change it so that it's not a tax anymore. This judge rules in the way that he did. And we'll see whether Roberts comes up with a different panacea.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. As always, Alan, thank you.
And as always, David, thank you.